Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hello, lovely ladies. We're going to continue with our theme of Down with the Brown. I know it sounds fun, and I thought it would be kind of nice to give highlight to a topic that we probably, and I probably don't talk about enough. So this week, I wanted to talk about what it looks like to be a brown woman in the workplace, in your professional life, in your career. We talked about what does it mean to be brown, at least to me. We talked about what does it look like in your personal lives, in your relationships, in the way that you treat yourself and speak to yourself. And we talked about like what products do we support, what consumer, as a consumer, what do you support? Do you support other companies that are women owned? Do you support companies that are owned by brown women? So this time, let's talk a little bit about your workplace. What I've been hearing more and more of is a lot of women not getting the promotions, not getting the raises, equal pay. And a lot of it has to do with, well, you didn't ask. You didn't advocate for yourself. And I thought this is a perfect place to talk about this work, right? Because it's not just about not asking, right? There's more to it. And I think it'd be helpful to think about women who advocate for themselves and for others. How is it received by their colleagues, by their higher ups, by the ones who work under them? When a woman has opinion, is direct, assertive, it's not taken so well, right? There's a lot of phrases that we can say, you know, bossy, naggy, alpha. A lot of words come up like that. And I think it's interesting to see why people, in particular men, may say these things to women. It's definitely not about the women, because if another man was doing the same thing and advocating the same way or being assertive, he would be seen in a different light. So I want you guys to take a minute and think about, how do you show up in your workplaces? What happens when you try to speak up and advocate? What's your observation when other women do, and how does it compare to when it's not a woman, it's a man? I was talking to some of my friends who work in a male-dominated field, who work in a field that is mostly consistent of people who do not look like them, Caucasian, and a lot of white men. And something that I asked them was, what is your experience, you know, when it comes to the differences in the way that you guys are approached? And one thing that one of them said was, and she knows who she is that when she is assertive, she is labeled as being bossy and aggressive. Even name calling, right? I think it's interesting that they say, okay, mom. You know, that was one of the phrases. I love that she said that, because it's hard for people to perceive strong women outside of traditional roles. And so when that happens, they try to box these women into these roles that they know as mothers, daughters, caretakers, submissive, you know, bottom of the food chain, followers, right? But that's not how the world works, and women no longer want to stay there. So what do these guys have to do? They fight the good fight to pave the way for other women, younger women, who also want to work in these high demand careers, right? Medicine and law and finance and engineering and business, right? Like if I haven't named what you do, like all that stuff. It's hard. It's hard to be the first, the second, to want to do things that are not normalized for your gender. And when you hear people referring to assertive women as alpha women, they're basically saying, we gave you a place where you don't belong, so you should be grateful instead of being opinionated or loud or even question what we do. You're taking up space and you should not be heard. Mostly, I want to think of it as like camouflage, right? Be a fly on the wall. But why? Why do women need to be labeled as that? And what's wrong with an alpha woman? I know it worked well for you to remain submissive or a follower, right? Because who benefited from you staying small? Think about that. So why aren't these amazing, talented women, why aren't you guys getting the promotions? You know why? Because we don't self-promote, right? That's not in our comfort zone. That's not in our definition of work and how we climb the ladder. We just work harder, right? For women in general, the reason they don't self-promote is there's a fear of being called too aggressive, right? And you guys have seen and heard that. But I want to add the extra separate layer. Yes, there's what women struggle with, and we talk about that. But what about brown women? There's a component of humility that is built into the culture, right? One should always be humble. Don't say anything good about yourself. Don't think anything good about yourself. Don't promote yourself because that's egocentric and narcissistic, right? If you're a woman, right? The opposite is true. Men do it, right? It's like, oh, good job. Yay, you did a great job. You share more about that stuff. When women show authority that is not familiar to people, it ruffles everyone's feathers, right? Because they're not accustomed to it. And also the women aren't accustomed to it, right? And so both sides are a little bit in disarray. I have a client and I'm so proud of her. She has a startup that she started, and I wouldn't call it a startup yet. I mean, she's been doing it for a while now, and it's lovely. And I love how she told me a story about how she was going to ask for her evaluation of her company, and how she was talking to her brother about it, and her brother was like, don't undervalue yourself. And I thought it was so helpful for a man to support a woman in this way. Because there's a difference between women fighting for women, but to have men also support women and encourage them, it's like you're joining the movement, right? And I love, 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 and I'd love to celebrate her and say she didn't undervalue herself, and she asked for the company's worth, right? And she got exactly what she wanted, and probably a lot more because she would have asked for a lot less. And what a gift, right? I love working with brown women and like clearing up all the cultural BS, clearing up all the, you know, humility kind of talk, right? That's happening, the inside self-doubt that's happening, right? When you clear that up and you're actually who you are and you're authentic and you take away all the name calling that happens to women who have entered a space that wasn't apparently for them at one point, magic can happen. And how does this tie into my theme of Down with the Brown? I have talked about how I personally support other women and also brown women, but I want you guys to think about how you can support other women, and especially women of color and brown women. Who are you hiring? If you are in a position of leadership in your companies, in your hiring, how are you trying to take into consideration diversity, equity, inclusion, and helping women who normally don't look like you or have not been given the opportunities that you have been given? How are you supporting them and encouraging them to come into a place that wasn't necessarily made for them? And what is your feeling about that, right? Like, I just want you guys to think about this. Tell me what you think. Share with me what you have experienced, what you continue to experience, what you would like to change. For me, this is a passion, right? Like when I started in my coaching space, I didn't find anyone who looked like me, right? And it was so helpful for me to get the coaching that I did, but I felt like it was hard to explain the brown part of me. And now that I've done a lot of work and I work with a lot of women who are looking to heal themselves, right? Heal the generational trauma, not pass it on to the next generation and change their legacy. I really believe it's going to be a ripple effect, right? And I get to be kind of at the center of the work that I'm doing. And I hope that each person touches another 10 people and we can just change the trajectory that was put in place for all of us. So I'd love to hear back from you guys, and I would love to see what you're already doing, right? And how is this coming to place? I personally try to find, you know, brown women that I can hire, I can use for any of my own businesses, family, whatever we're buying. Like, I think about this. So I just want to hear from you guys. All right. Hope you guys have a lovely day. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.